Concern growing for cotton planting. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
It's a lot bigger gamble than anybody going to Las Vegas, is all I can say.
UT Extension Specialist Dr. Larry Steckel talking about the gamble that farmers take when they're up against Mother Nature. And this spring's weather has been unkind to Tennessee cotton farmers as they try to get in this year's crop.
Well, I think when we start getting to the very end of May, really the first week of June, I know they're in 2003, 2004, those wet spring years, we had some cotton, a fair amount of cotton in June. You know, we can plant that late and get good crops on occasion. It's just that those years we had very nice falls and we didn't get a frost till late. And, you know, what are the odds, you know, are we going to get another frost late or early this year? You know, we don't know.
Haywood County cotton producer Taylor Sullivan says he's only planted about 25% of his 900 acres, but he's counting on the next couple of weeks to cooperate weather-wise. And, again, he's hoping for a normal fall.
Depends on how early a fall we get. If we have a normal fall, if it don't frost very early, I don't think we'll have any problems at all. But if we got a lot of late cotton and we get a real early frost or a hard freeze early, you know, maybe before the 1st of October, something like it could mess us up pretty good because it freezes a lot of bowls. It wouldn't ever open.
You know, as they say in baseball, you know, are we due? Are we due for an early frost? And we don't know that. And so we start getting into later May, early June, we need to be switching to earlier varieties. And then it just kind of depends on your comfort zone of how much cotton you want to plant in June as far as just worried about that early frost factor.
According to the Ag Statistics Service, cotton farmers are running about 10 days behind the normal pace. The March survey had shown that producers here were hoping to plant some 680,000 acres. That would be the most in over 10 years, but Mother Nature could have a say-so in just how much is actually planted. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.